So they may be a little bit ahead of the rest of America, but the people of New Hampshire are asking themselves this week just who is Rick Santorum? The former Pennsylvania senator is hardly a political newbie, but his strong second-place showing in the Iowa caucuses this week has given him the first national spotlight since his failed Senate campaign back in 2006, when his conservative credentials and his inside-the-beltway closeness to then-President George W. Bush were ultimately seen as negatives in the divided swing state of Pennsylvania. Here he is, back during that 2006 campaign.
When you stand for what you believe is the truth. If you're looking for that kind of leadership, then I think you should look our way.
What wins in America are bold ideas. You have taken the first step of taking back this country.
Now, that's Rick Santorum speaking after his showing 8 votes behind Mitt Romney in the Iowa caucuses. And it really rewarded a half decade in the political wilderness. Where does he go from here? Well, he's in New Hampshire this morning, where Jeff Zeleny is. He joins us, national political correspondent for our partner in the New York Times. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning.
There's a bit of an irony here for Rick Santorum in the sense that he had difficulty dealing with a divided Pennsylvania at a time of change in the U.S., 2006 leading into the 2008 election cycle. How do you think he's going to be able to manage that in, say, the state of New Hampshire and looking forward, trying to unite the GOP in this primary campaign?
Well, I think a couple things. One, I mean, one of the reasons that he lost his Senate race was that he was viewed by voters as being too conservative. Well, in a Republican primary, that's not a problem at all, probably. I mean, that could be an attribute that he's seen as more conservative, certainly more conservative than Mitt Romney. So the short-term game here is trying to win this primary. So he's trying to appeal to social conservatives, even economic conservatives. So I think things are quite different than when he was running in 2006. But he definitely has some challenges in the long-term view. You know, but first things first here, and being too conservative is something that some Republicans wish they had that problem. And one of them is Mitt Romney, who is still viewed skeptically by some conservatives in his party.
Although the polls show that Romney appears to be in the lead in New Hampshire, yet the expectation game is really what New Hampshire is about. Is it the spin from the Santorum people that a second-place showing or even a third-place showing would be just fine for Rick Santorum coming out of Iowa?
No, I don't think that's spin at all. I mean, Mitt Romney has spent a considerable amount of time in New Hampshire. He has a home in New Hampshire. He has practically lived here for the last 4 years. I mean, he is very much ahead in the state of New Hampshire. So in some respects, New Hampshire will probably be diminished a bit this year because Mitt Romney is basically a hometown candidate. So it's going to be important. It's going to be looked at. But South Carolina, which has a primary on January 21st, is also a place that will be probably perhaps more important than New Hampshire this year. But I think there's a long time between now and the primary next week. And Rick Santorum, I think, is not expected to sort of overtake Mitt Romney here. But he has been here a lot of times. He has more support on the ground than most people realize. So we'll see what happens over the next 4 or 5 days. But he's talking about an economic message that is more of a populist message. It's appealing to some blue-collar people as well. So he's certainly someone to watch.
And does McCain give Mitt Romney a leg up, or is that more of a detail at this point? And from Santorum's perspective, you know, it's going to be kind of a last stand for Newt Gingrich and John Huntsman, in the sense that Huntsman skipped Iowa and is moving into New Hampshire, and Gingrich already has some positive endorsements there in New Hampshire. What do you think?
I think the John McCain endorsement is very interesting. I was at the event yesterday when Mitt Romney was standing side by side with John McCain, and it's you know, it's very interesting to watch that things change very quickly in politics. 4 years ago at this time, they were very bitter rivals. But Mitt Romney basically already had the establishment in his side, and that's what John McCain represents. I'm not sure how much he actually helps him with new voters here, Newt Gingrich is probably also someone very interesting to watch for the next couple of days. He has just been going after Mitt Romney very, very hard, you know, throwing flames, throwing bombs at him, basically calling him unelectable, which most Republicans probably wouldn't agree with. So We'll see how long Newt Gingrich goes on from here.
And Gingrich really was casting himself with Rick Santorum at the conclusion of the Iowa caucuses yesterday. That's Jeff Zeleny, national political correspondent for our partner, the New York Times. Joining us now, James O'Toole, political reporter for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, who's followed the career of Rick Santorum in Pennsylvania politics. James O'Toole, good morning.
Good morning.
So what do you think's going through Santorum's mind as he's campaigning furiously in New Hampshire this week?
Well, I think he... perhaps alone among his advisors and entourages, expected this all along. I mean, he was kind of weirdly confident that he was going to catch on, all evidence to the contrary through those months in Iowa.
And what do you think, what do you ascribe his success to? The fact that he stayed with it, that he did a retail politics kind of style there in Iowa that works pretty well in New Hampshire if he's going to carry it forward?
Well, a lot of it was just luck. I mean, but luck that he made himself the beneficiary of by working so hard all those months. I think that he really benefited from the fact that all the other conservatives were in a kind of a circular firing squad. And because of his low numbers, people weren't shooting at him. And then he was able to move through the that kind of negative vacuum that a nasty campaign had created.
Well, speaking of negative vacuums, if people Google Rick Santorum, they will find controversial sort of statements and media appearances where he talks about his views on being gay in America. Is that likely to dog him at this point, or has he been vetted pretty much before we take a break?
Well, I think that will continue to be a problem. He's a polarizing figure, but I think that he will is undeterred by those kinds of attacks and will continue as a, you know, kind of a confident advocate for a message that is sometimes polarizing, but one that he strongly believes in.
And again, as Jeff Zeleny pointed out moments ago, being a polarizing conservative candidate in a GOP primary race in the state of New Hampshire is a problem a lot of candidates would love to have at this point. We're speaking with James O'Toole, political reporter for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, about Rick Santorum, and also Jeff Zeleny, national political correspondent for the New York Times.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.